Jake, how are you feeling going into spring practice after your knee hurting in the bowl game there?
I feel really good. Both knees feel really good now. It was nice last Wednesday to kind of skate the puck and run a little bit. Feels much better than it did at the end of the year, so that's always a positive. The strength staff and the medical staff did a real good job of getting me healthy.
Are you still wearing the brace?
Just one on the left, just, you know, precautionary stuff. You know, I'm cleared by medical staff. It's just, you know, just in case someone falls into you, don't want anything unnecessary or something dumb kind of happening.
Todd, what do you want to work on this year? What do you want to improve on? Or how'd you feel about last year?
I think right now improving just decision-making, making those quicker reads, quicker decisions. Also just, you know, coming to the line and just, you know, if I see something that's a little fuzzy, just getting to a safe play, doing something that, you know, we can, you know, be positive. You don't want to take those plays. You don't want to, you know, go second and 10, but sometimes second and 10 is the best play to go with.
How different does the spring feel? I mean, obviously last year was, you know, fighting for a job. This year you have a job.
It's colder. No. it's different. But at the same time, Coach Ferentz always talks about you have to re-earn your spot every single year. I mean, you can't just walk on the field expecting to, you know, be where you were. You have to keep moving forward, keep getting a little bit better each and every day. And, you know, the most important thing right now is to get the entire team ready and get the team better, and that's what we're all trying to do.
What are you kind of looking to improve in a sense? Is there an aspect of your development you're going, okay, last year, now I want to do this. I want to take a step in this direction?
Yeah, that goes back to decision-making, being quicker, being better with that. That's something that's always evolving. You know, you never quite get to the point that you want to get to. You always want to keep getting a little bit better, you know, whether it's throwing a ball a certain way, giving a little more touch, or, you know, kind of ripping it, throwing to the back shoulder of the receiver.
So you spent your spring break with Ken, a little bit of it anyway. Mm-hmm. What was the extent there, and what did you kind of work on? And I think it probably shows that you're serious about this.
Yeah, you know, I've been working with him for quite a while now, since, I mean, sophomore year of high school, something like that. And, you know, it's just checkups, things that he sees, things that I've observed through film, and just kind of feel that I get, you know, and he just kind of helps me get those things a little bit on track. Or, you know, a big thing with him too is the mental aspect, just kind of staying focused, keeping that this is what you got to look for, this is kind of things we need to work on.
You had a fake Twitter come out about you, did you?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
How quickly did you hear about that?
That night.
What'd you think?
I thought it was funny. No, I thought it was funny, but at the same time, like, this is going to be great. It's a little fiasco, but it's just, you know, it is what it is, and our staff is taking care of it.
Can you you feel a different mood after 4-8 to 8-4 in the regular season?
I feel a different mood, but at the same time, you know, we don't only want to win 8 games. You know, every team in the country is going out trying to win every single game that they play. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a different mood, but at the same time, you can't just have a little success and expect that to continue. You know, you have to work even harder to get a little bit farther, get back to where you were, and get farther ahead.
How do you see the wide receivers changing? You can bring in, there's 4 new guys. I mean, mm-hmm. 4 redshirt freshmen, and then there's walk-ons. And how will the freshmen change the face of that position right now?
They've learned a lot. They've come a long way already. I think that helps a lot with, you know, the off season. Just when, you know, receivers and quarterbacks come out here and we start throwing routes on air, just kind of getting on the same page in that regard. And then also, you know, they're getting reps with the ones and twos. They're getting reps to, you know, move forward and understand the playbook better than just, you know, running scout team.
Well, Jake, losing a guy like CJ at the tight end position, what have you seen so far from the tight ends like Deuzy and Hamilton?
They've stepped up. You know, you're going to lose guys every year. CJ, obviously, is a really good tight end that, you know, we have to, you know, live with the loss. But at the same time, those guys have a lot of playing experience, and they'll be ready to step up.
How's Powell different this year?
He's hungry, and he's always excited. That's one of those things. And, you know, it's a little different with our DBs, kind of know how to play him a little bit because, you know, they've been going against him. But, you know, he's learning a lot more, understanding more of where to come out with routes and kind of, I think just moving along is the biggest thing because he has a full year now underneath his belt, and the offseason, I think, really does help a lot.
What's the biggest improvement you've seen in the running back situation? Because, you know, there was a time you didn't know who you were going to be able to hand the ball off with. Now with Wiseman, Canzari, Daniels, and Bullock, I mean, how have you seen that unit progress?
They all work together. That's something that I've noticed. You know, they all know that they're all going to play, and it's not just one guy going out there, but they all help each other to get a little bit better each and every day, which I think is, especially for that position, so important because one guy gets first, second down, the next guy goes third, and then, or this one guy gets a series. It kind of depends on how the game is going and also how the day is going.
You mentioned how you feel some of the younger receivers have already come a long way. Is that maybe kind of a byproduct as far as you being able to improve on your decision-making when you see the strides that they make, knowing that, hey, you could get the ball to them maybe faster than you would have to somebody else a year ago?
I think it helps knowing that, you know, you can kind of bring them along a little bit farther. Mm-hmm. You know, there's times when you're out there and just like, you know, yeah, it worked this time, but in the game, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. And I think that really does help helping them understand that, hey, you have to come out exactly at this angle or else there's just no way we're going to get the ball in.
How's the rest of the quarterback shaping up? Cody's gone, but you got Shemek, CJ. How's the rest of the guys in the position? How's that? Any different feel?
Different feel? You know, I think just everyone's really working hard to improve. You know, Nick's really done a good job of taking everything that's been coming to him because, you know, we kind of flood a lot for install for the first couple of days. And, you know, he hadn't seen that for quite a while now. So he's starting to get in. You know, CJ's developing just like everyone else. He's done a good job of that. And, you know, that's the big thing with the entire team moving forward.
On individual drills, when you guys have those, what are you working on? What are you kind of focusing on as far as how you throw the ball, that kind of stuff?
The biggest thing is timing, kind of pace on the ball. You know, you want to get the ball in the air at a certain time. But, I mean, sometimes you're off schedule, so you kind of have to work that, too. Sometimes you might do a little shuffle, a little slight movement that, you know, you might not pick up just watching. But it's something that we kind of have to understand. And, you know, one of the big things with Coach Davis is ball placement. You know, certain routes have to be thrown right on the back shoulder, even if it's an outbreaking route. And then other times you just want to put it, obviously, in stride. So it's just kind of those little things that you might not notice, but... Mm-hmm. When you're throwing them, you're like, I should have put that a little bit farther out.
You're talking about potentially yards after the catch. It was something that came alive a little bit last year, more so than 12 in Coach Davis's first year. Last year was there a little bit. Does it have to be? Does it really have to kind of bloom for this team to kind of check things off? Because last year there was some Michigan State, Wisconsin, where they shut down the running game and you guys couldn't get the pass off. Does that really have to grow to, you know, so you guys can win big?
I mean, I think it's important. I mean, it kind of has to be. But at the same time, we also need to be able to, you know, third and six, catch the ball at 7 yards and just have a first down. You know, there's times where you're not going to get yards after the catch, but it is important to work on that and keep developing that. And, you know, sometimes it's hard when you don't have guys, you know, going full tackle, but, I mean, you have to be safe. That's the thing. We want everyone to move forward. And, you know, it's kind of also a big thing, I would say, is guys responding after someone catches the ball. Guys going downfield blocking others because, I mean, you can't do it alone. That's why there's 11 guys out there.
Did you surprise yourself last year the way you kind of grew in making plays that weren't perfect, off-schedule plays, plays where defensive end has you, like, the bowl game? I mean, there's color flashing all around you. Did you grow in that? Did you surprise yourself in that growth?
Or is that something you could ask Coach. I mean, that's kind of just the response that you have. It's you work drills, but nothing can be exactly like it is in the game. And, I mean, drills, no one's going to hit you. So if you're a little bit slow, it's not that big a deal, but it is a big deal in the game. Mm-hmm. So you have to, you know, do the best you can to make it as realistic as it possibly can.